Welcome to episode 1435 of the 1010 Thrive podcast. Brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Throughout the study of the 10th commandment, we have explored what coveting is, where it comes from, and the destruction it causes. We have seen how comparison fuels coveting. We have seen how unchecked desire leads to violation of other commandments. We have learned that willpower alone cannot transform desire. And we have explored contentment as a discipline. But there is something deeper, something we have been moving toward all along. The 10th commandment is not primarily about restriction. It is an invitation to something better. Jesus speaks to this in Matthew 11, verses 28 to 30.
Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Rest. This is what Jesus offers. Not the rest of doing nothing, but the rest of a heart that is satisfied. The rest of a soul that is at peace. The rest that comes when you stop grasping and start trusting. This is what the 10th commandment points toward. This is the promise. A heart at rest. Heart at rest is built on gratitude. When you practice gratitude, when you notice what you have been given, when you say thank you, something shifts. Gratitude is the opposite of coveting. Coveting looks outward at what others have. Gratitude looks inward at what has been given to you. Coveting is always comparing. Gratitude is always appreciating. 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 16 to 18.
Rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
Give thanks in all circumstances. Not just when circumstances are pleasant. In all circumstances. Even in difficulty, there is something to be grateful for. Even in loss, there is grace. When you practice this, when you genuinely look for what to be grateful for in all circumstances, your heart begins to rest. Your focus shifts from what is lacking to what is present. Your peace comes not from having more, but from appreciating what you have. A heart at rest is also built on trust. Trust that God is good. That God provides. That God's timing is right. This is difficult because we live in a culture that teaches self-reliance. We are taught, you must secure everything yourself. You cannot count on anyone else. You must always be anxious about the future. But Jesus teaches differently in Matthew 6.
Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well.
Seek first God's kingdom. Trust that God will provide what you need. This is the foundation of a heart at rest. When you trust God, when you stop trying to secure everything yourself, when you stop frantically grasping and coveting, you experience something remarkable. You experience peace. You experience the rest that comes from knowing that you do not have to control everything. Brother Lawrence was a 17th century French Catholic religious brother who served at a discalced Carmelite monastery, what is now Saint-Joseph de Carmes in Paris. He spent the majority of his monastic life working in the kitchen and repairing sandals for his community. Brother Lawrence had no possessions. He had no status. He had only simple work. He wrote numerous letters as spiritual counsel to a variety of people, including a Carmelite sister, a nun at a nearby convent, and his own spiritual advisor. He wrote about experiencing profound peace and joy. His letters reveal a man whose heart was completely at rest. He wrote about finding God in the mundane work of washing dishes, about being grateful for simple food and simple clothing. What made this monk's heart at rest was not having more. It was having gratitude. It was trusting God. It was finding peace in what he had been given. Brother Lawrence's life illustrates something crucial. Peace does not come from having abundance. Peace comes from being grateful for what you have, from trusting that what God has given is enough. A heart at rest is also marked by the ability to genuinely celebrate what others have. When you are at rest, when you are satisfied with what you have, you can celebrate your friend's promotion without envying it. You can celebrate your neighbor's new house without coveting it. You can celebrate your colleague's success without comparing yourself to them. This is the opposite of coveting. Coveting cannot celebrate others' blessings. Coveting can only see what you lack. Romans 12, verse 15.
Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn.
Rejoice with those who rejoice. This is only possible when your heart is at rest. At rest, you have the capacity to celebrate others without it threatening you. This is one of the greatest freedoms that comes from stopping coveting. When you stop, you gain the ability to love, gain the ability to be genuinely happen for others, the ability to build community instead of competing. A heart at rest also comes from accepting what you cannot change. You cannot change your childhood, your past mistakes, other people, or circumstances beyond your control. But you can accept these things. Can stop fighting against reality. Stop wishing things were different and find peace in what is. This does not mean resignation or giving up. It means directing your energy toward what you can actually change. The Serenity Prayer. When you develop this wisdom, when you stop fighting against what you cannot change and focus on what you can, your heart finds rest. As we reach the end of the study of the 10th commandment, we can see how it integrates with all the others. The first 9 commandments address external actions. Do not murder. Do not steal. Do not commit adultery. Do not bear false witness. These are things you can obey through discipline. But the 10th commandment addresses the heart. Do not covet. This is the internal condition from which all other violations flow. When you honor the 10th commandment, when you stop coveting, when your heart comes to rest, the other commandments become natural. You do not need to struggle against stealing when you are satisfied with what you have. You do not need to struggle against adultery when you are at peace in your relationships. You do not need to struggle against false witness when you are not driven by envy. The 10th commandment is the foundation. Honor it, and everything else flows from it. This is the promise of this guideline. Flourishing begins when the heart learns to rest in what God has given. Not flourishing that comes from having more. Not flourishing that comes from status or achievement or possessions. But deep, lasting flourishing that comes from a heart that is satisfied. A heart that is grateful. A heart that trusts. A heart that rests. John 14, verse 27.
Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid.
Jesus offers peace. Not the peace of the world, which depends on circumstances, but the peace of Christ, which transcends circumstances. This peace comes when you stop coveting, when your heart learns to rest. Where can your heart finally rest? What would it look like to stop grasping and start trusting? What gratitude do you need to cultivate? Whose blessings do you need to celebrate instead of coveting? The 10th commandment forbids coveting. But the true fulfillment of the commandment is not merely the absence of coveting. The fulfillment is the presence of a heart at rest. A heart at rest in God's goodness. A heart at rest in God's provision. A heart at rest in what has been given. A heart at rest in the knowledge that God is faithful. This is the promise. This is the invitation. This is what awaits when you stop the endless cycle of comparing and coveting and instead learn to rest. The 10 commandments reveal God's design for human flourishing. And the 10th commandment reveals that the deepest flourishing comes not from having everything we covet, but from being content with what God has given. Father, help our hearts come to rest. Help us stop grasping and start trusting, practicing gratitude until it becomes our foundation. Teach us to celebrate others' blessings without envy, to accept what we cannot change, and to find peace in your goodness. Give us the deep, lasting peace that comes when we stop coveting and trust that what you have given us is enough. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.